Pat, Jody Mack, and Gary Myers here. How you doing, bud?
Well, you picked the perfect time to have a Giants reporter on your show, Jody and Gary, because the Giants have sent an email that said Odell Beckham Jr. has been downgraded to out for the Giants game tomorrow at Washington and did not accompany the team on the trip. He appeared on the team's injury report yesterday with a bruised quad and practiced on a limited basis, and it was determined this morning that he would not play in tomorrow's game. So that email just came down from the Giants at 1 o'clock. So great scheduling on your part here.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
All right, so besides the obvious, so tell us what this means as the Giants try to piece things together over the last month of the season, and now they'll have to go at least tomorrow without arguably their best player, at least their second best player.
Yeah, no. First of all, it's a good point. It's crazy to think that Saquon Barkley, arguably is a better player than Beckham already, and he's still a rookie, right, Gary? But that is the case. I mean, well, this is interesting for a few reasons. Number one, Odell was the player who came out and said coming out of the bye that the Giants were going to win out down the stretch, and they have won three of their last four games, thanks in large part to what both he and Barkley have done. Defense has forced more turnovers as well. But if the Giants won tomorrow in Washington, or and if they still do win in Washington, they're still technically alive, even though it's a below 1% chance in the playoff race. So Odell and the Giants together have been holding out hope that, look, they know that loss in Philadelphia probably is going to cost them, but there was a lot of optimism, especially going up against Mark Sanchez and then down the stretch against Titans, Colts, and Cowboys, who some beatable but good teams in there. But what's most interesting to me here, Gary and Jody, is yesterday the Giants, for the first time, explained to us that Odell was dealing with a bruise. Now, the only reason that they revealed that, it turns out, at least from my vantage point, is that yesterday in Odell's Facebook series, I Am OBJ, he actually talked in that series about how he tries to keep his body right, and he revealed on that show that he was dealing with this injury that went back to that leg whip in the Philadelphia game on the last play where they were lateraling the ball all over the field. So it turns out, we don't know how long he had been limited for in practice, but the Giants had not been listing him on the injury report. So no one knows exactly what happened between yesterday when this all came down and today. But I have to wonder if that is related to this, because Beckham, we saw he played last week, and we don't know exactly how serious it is, but no one knew he was even dealing with anything until yesterday, Friday, after practice.
Yeah, your buddy and ours, Paul Dottino, was here on the Fan this morning with Richard Neer, and I was listening to him, and Richard asked him about Beckham and the injury, and Paul said, and if we can find the audio, we'll play it, I think he pretty much said a coach told him, don't worry about it. We're being precautious here. He's fine. He's going to play tomorrow. Maybe I'm over. I'm listening to the radio at the time. I'm trying to record as best I can. He certainly said he believed it, and I think he attributed to talking to a coach. I don't know if it was head coach Pat Shermer, the wide receiver coach, or whatever. We'll see if we can find it. But
I know exactly what you're talking about, Jody. Obviously, that's wrong, but I know what I think. I know what he was referring to. Is Pat Shermer, when he came up to us after practice yesterday, the head coach, he told us this injury that Odell had revealed on this Facebook video. And then he said, we've held him back a little bit, but he'll be fine. And I kind of looked at Shermer, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but I said something along the lines of, so what's his status or something like that. And Shermer looked at me and everybody, and he said, he's playing. So Shermer did say that as of yesterday. So Shermer did say yesterday, Odell is playing. That's what I really feel. Look, a lot has happened this season, even though Odell has played pretty well when he's had the ball. A lot has happened this year where how Odell has acted or what he has said has not exactly lined up with what the Giants would love him to do or say. And I'm not telling you definitively that that's related to this. But, I mean, we all saw him play in last week's game against the Bears. I mean, he threw the darn ball 50 yards in the air without stepping into his toe on that touchdown pass to Russell Shepard, and accounted for their only two offensive touchdowns in the game.
Maybe he couldn't step into the throw, Pat.
That is Gary, I miss you, Gary. That's too good, man. I wish I'd come up with that.
So, hey, Pat, you know, every time Beckham has gotten hurt in his career with the Giants, going back to his rookie year when he suffered a hamstring injury that kept him out the first four games, and then the ankle injury last year, first against Cleveland in the preseason, that kept him out. I think he missed the first game last year, and then he breaks his ankle and misses the last 11 or 12 games of the season, whatever that was. Nothing seems to be a quick day-to-day injury with this. Not that the past can predict the future, but do you read anything into the fact that he was able to play a game on this? Maybe he re-injured it or made it worse, went through a week of practice. I imagined it. Was he practicing full all week until Friday?
Well, that's our understanding, because he wasn't listed at all on the injury report until Friday, was that not only that he was a full participant, but that there was nothing to talk about. So as far as we know, he was full, but we also don't know, because the Giants were only compelled to reveal it when he revealed it. So we don't know how limited he has been. But, I mean, I can tell you this. I mean, I saw him in the locker room all week. We talked to him on Thursday. He looked fine. He's bouncing around fine. I watched him run routes against the air and stuff at the start of practices. He looked fine. So, you know, I guess you're right. I mean, I guess you could connect it possibly to the injury from last season. But I do think everyone who's been watching him this season, you know, I don't think there's anyone who would look at him and say he's clearly lost a step. In fact, he, you know, part of that video that he put up, was the theme of it this week, was really about how extensively he goes into spending money and time on getting his body right for exactly this type of the year. So you could be right, but something's fishy to me here.
No, I wasn't saying there was a connection between last year's injury and this one. I'm just saying he's had a history of when he gets hurt that it's not day to day. That's all I was saying, is that.
Right. You're right. That's true.
Jody, I was just going to switch to the quarterbacks, but
yeah, I'm going, which is perfectly fine. I think Gary has said this to me here. Maybe you've said it on the air, Pat. I've heard other Giant reporters say it, that Pat Shurmur has either come out directly and said, or inferred, or said off the record, he was not happy with the fact that Coach McAdoo didn't get his young quarterback, Davis Webb, in the games last year. It's out there. You can please tell me exactly if he told it to you face-to-face or directly or it was said.
Let me just interject for a second. My buddy Pat is has been reluctant to write that because under the circumstance that we heard it, and I'm not going to reveal what it was, but Pat knows exactly what I'm talking about. Pat was there when it was relayed to us that Pat Shurmur's reaction to Davis Webb not playing was, I'll clean it up a little bit. And I'm not saying that Pat said this to us. I'm just saying his reaction was, the Giants screwed me by not playing Davis Webb last year.
Okay.
That's the clean version of it.
So it's right, Pat? It is what it is. If we assume that this is accurate, Gary knows what he's talking about, and he's cleaned it up for us and everything else, how does he now handle the very same situation 1 year later with a young quarterback who was just drafted, who's sitting on the bench, who wasn't activated for games, and late in the season got activated for games, and another year that's gone by the boards? I know they're not mathematically eliminated yet, but that'll probably take care of itself tomorrow. Three games to go. When does Pat Shurmur get to say, I'm not going to screw myself?
That's a great way of putting it.
Well said. No, I thought all along, because of what Gary just explained and relayed, I thought that it was just going to be a matter of time after the way they started this season that we would see Lauletta, because I knew that Pat Shurmur would want to see his young quarterback. That's why it threw me for such a loop last week when we started to hear, you know, stories from sources in the organization, not only about Eli next season, which is just, you know, a whole other topic, but also this idea that really, you know, what did they even need to see in Lauletta? Almost like they had given up and they didn't love him anyway. And that kind of hit me across the face, because even though I watched training camp and felt like Davis Webb was better than Lauletta in camp, for example, and actually better than Eli on some days, you know, I firmly believed and knew that the head coach would want to take a look at his rookie quarterback at some point, and that an organization in general just should by rule when their season goes this way. I do still believe I'm giving Shurmur the benefit of the doubt on this. He clearly wants his team, before anything else, to know that the most important thing to him is to win the game they're playing. And so before they're mathematically eliminated, the way I view it is that Shurmur is not pulling Manning and putting in a rookie who might fare even worse because of his lack of experience until they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs because of the message it could send to even one or two guys in the locker room about what he thinks of their season's chances. Now, we all know that this season is not going where the Giants wanted it to and still hope it would. But I do think it's about that, and I'm crossing my fingers, and I'm giving Shurmur the benefit of the doubt that he will take a look at LaLetta eventually.
Pat, has he, from what you've heard, and I know, you know, reporters are only able to watch the very beginning of practice, which is, you know, some individual drills and stretching and stuff, so you can't get really much out of that. But from what you've heard about LaLetta, has he shown the Giants coaches enough in practice that regardless of what Shurmur's agenda might be for the last month of the season, that he has earned a right that they need to give him a look, even if it's just playing, you know, the fourth quarter of some games or the second half of some games?
Gary, that is not clear. I can tell you this. Coming out of training camp, watching these guys throw every day and watching them move, and even the preseason, LaLetta definitely had mobility and some moxie to him, which were things that they said when they drafted him they liked. But his arm was not even half of what Davis Webb's was. And so keeping him over Webb, you know, my theory on it obviously is that they were protecting Eli this year. But more than that, I think it was also just about keeping their guy over Jerry Reese's guy. So far, you know, since the arrest, Pat Shurmur made clear that, and the organization made clear that it would not change whatever their original timetable was for putting LaLetta on the field. Now, we don't know if that's true or not, because they just told us yesterday Beckham was playing tomorrow and now he's out. So we don't know with this organization what they say and what they do if they're going to match up. But I do think that Shurmur liked the characteristics that LaLetta has in the quarterback. In fact, a lot of what he does when you watch him kind of reminds you of Case Keenum as far as how he might fit in a Shurmur-based offense and play actions and ability to roll out. And the one thing he does have is really good accuracy. So my answer, I wish I could give you a clearer answer, but the answer is all indications pointed to the Giants wanting to take a look and him having earned it. But kind of the word that's coming out of them since last week seems to have been that they don't feel like they need to take a look anyway. So that has confused me, and I'm waiting to see which side is true, frankly.
Okay, Pat, real quick, last question. The Giants' recent streak of winning 3 out of 4 has dropped them down to number 6 if the season ended today in the draft order. What is your gut feeling? Do they? You think they love Justin Herbert, or is somebody else like Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, you know, moving up somewhat? Would you anticipate that the Giants are going to use wherever they pick in the first round to either take a quarterback in that spot or try to move up to get one?
So that's a complicated question, but to try to say it quickly, they are on the quarterback circuit. They've already seen Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, Will Greer from West Virginia, Justin Herbert from Oregon. Dave Gettleman and the front office are scouting the QBs. They also desperately need pass rushers, and this is a very deep defensive line / pass rusher class. So I cannot tell you with certainty that they will take a quarterback that high. Haskins is also an option if he comes out. I can tell you, though, that they are scouting them as if they are clear options at that pick. And obviously, you know how I feel. I feel like they need their quarterback for the future. But we still have time to determine who we think that'll be. We do know this, Gary. They like big quarterbacks. They like, you know, Ernie Accorsi, Dave Gettleman. They're still very close. They like the big quarterback, the tall quarterback who can see over the line and make the throws. Eli is that. So that is one quality that you should look for when you're looking at these guys.
Pat, good stuff, and thanks for the breaking news.
Thank you.
Lucky to be better be lucky than good if they send it out at 1 o'clock and we punched you up at 103. Our benefit. Thank you for benefiting us.